many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity.
That's true. Oh, my God.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Oh, saucy indeed.
We are now broadcasting, yes?
We are. We have one out of two listener viewers.
One out of two. That means that one person already left.
Two out of three. People are enjoying watching me change. What's happening? What was that?
That was me watching, because we have chat. We have a chat screen, and I wanted to be able to see it, so I brought it up.
It was the second or third creepiest thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
And then it started to loop again.
Can you play it? Just open that back up again. That's awesome. I'm going to ask for that periodically throughout today's podcast. That's exciting stuff.
It's almost like a review, if you would, for the show. It's like, we can go to the booth.
Yeah, exactly.
And say, but we only get two reviews to show.
Right. Did he say nipple? Let's go to the booth, quick.
No.
Right. Did he say nipple? Let's go.
Yes, he did.
He did say nipple. Did say nipple. It is clear. Well, welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I'm here with amazing comedian Justin Worsham.
And I'm here with the even more amazing comedian Kevin Miller.
I don't know if that's fair.
Really?
I'm not a comedian. Although I did recently, my girlfriend uncovered my Who I Am book that I made when I was five. It's that Dr. Seuss book that has a bunch of blanks, and you're supposed to write like how many books you've ever read, what kind of food you like, what you want to be when you grow up. And I had written in a word that she couldn't read, and she asked me to say what it was. And it was spelled C-E-M-E-T-R-I-A-N. And we looked at it, and I was like...
Cemeterian?
That's what I thought. I'm like, crematarian? I know I had a little death issue when I was a kid, and then I looked at it for a while, and it finally, the old synapse refired and said, comedian.
Ah.
I had no idea how to spell it. I was five. I sounded it
maybe,
up.
I wonder what would have happened if you would have better known how to spell it. Maybe it would have been, or do you think that's a reflection of your lack of interest?
Well, no, I think I was very interested. Have we ever talked about my short-lived and why I never became an official comedian
in my young life?
Because this is episode number 288 of the Second Funniest Podcast.
I think we're at 212 right
212.
Now.
212. So the 70th episode?
Yes.
Is that total?
No. Well, 52 weeks in a year.
Uh-huh.
We did 51 episodes before.
Got it.
Plus 12. So that is 10. So 63.
This is this is the second most interesting podcast.
163 episodes.
Got it. All right.
That does not correct. It's only 63.
Not correct.
It's 63. That's all it is. I was doing the math between 211 and 63, and that is 100 and something.
But why would we want that number?
Why would we want what?
The 63 minus the...
Here's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we did an episode a week.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. So we ended, but we didn't do two the last week, and we had extras in there.
Yeah, we had.
So we ended with 51.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we've done, this is our 12th. So
got
you add 51 plus 12, so that's 10, 61, and then you add two more, 63.
Yeah, okay.
So we haven't hit 100 episodes yet, but we are in this. This is the reason we do the triple digits, is because this is year two.
Got it.
Episode
season
12.
So we should have called last year's all like episode 101. Episode when we resell it in a box set, we can relabel.
That's why I did that.
Yeah, it's
that's why I did that. So it would be easier to identify what's what.
Man, I hope. Are we gonna split it like they do with Battlestar or Stargate Universe, where you split the seasons in half, where you get season?
Yeah,
1.
I think we have to. I think
2.5.
Well, at some point during this, there's gonna be a writer strike, and that's why we have to have the half. There's half the writers right there are all gone now.
I want union.
Listen, you're supposed to pick it without interfering.
Kirk.
That was from, William Shatner. That was from the, before the last Star Trek movie, they were outside chanting. They had picketers saying, "We want Shatner. We want Shatner." There was a whole movement of people that wanted Shatner to appear on J.J. Abrams.
After the movie is made and...
No, during the film. Like, during shooting, people had found it. And you listen to the DVD commentary, they talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, that there were people there protesting that they wanted Shatner to
be on. How upset were you that William Shatner did not make
it? Not at all. I was pretty upset that Leonard Nimoy was in it.
Oh, you want it all new.
Yeah, well, when it happened, it's such a... It's like, here you go. See, it's okay. We're not completely rewriting history.
Yeah.
You know, it's the best of both worlds. And now everybody thinks Star Trek's cool. So win, win, win.
Does everybody?
Everybody.
No.
Everybody.
Here's what you're doing.
Lord of the Rings and Star Trek are now cool.
Exactly.
Star Trek is now cool.
They're not. Here's the thing.
When I was five, I wanted to be a crematarian.
Here's my point.
Yeah, okay.
My point is that they are only cool now because I guess geeks have procreated more. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's still not technically cool. Oh, we've got phones. Phones are coming.
Phones are ringing.
Phones are live.
Pick that up.
There's no one. I don't even know where it is. Oh, it's right in front of us.
That's why it's so loud.
It's unknown. I'm sorry, unknown, but you are going to go to voicemail.
Can you just send a landline to voicemail?
I'm trying to.
Folks, this is the technically most complicated edition of the Second Funniest Podcast.
There's a lot.
We are now broadcasting live. Both of us have laptops up. I have no idea how we're supposed to do this with real guests later. Hello. Justin's taking a landline. Phone call.
Well, I just wanted to make
managers.
Sure because this is the landline that we have for my landlord job.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that when I hit end and it went to voicemail, that it wasn't going to all of a sudden be like that somebody was listening to us do this podcast. That's what I wanted to make
That'd
sure.
Be awesome.
Let's see. Then hold on. I'm going to fix it. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Nobody's I don't either.
Here again.
It's so FedEx. They're trying to get
it. So we're streaming live.
Yeah.
I have TweetDeck
open. You have SkyTweet.
TweetDeck.
It's TweetDeck. You can I can view multiple different tweet inputs at the same time. I have I can see Facebook. I can see my friends. People are mentioning me. I can watch what people are talking about the show. No one's talking about the show.
We already had a call that we missed. I don't even know how that happened.
Oh.
I must have missed something else. I think I know who it is. I think that is Mr. Steve Seidler who was trying to call.
We've lost one viewer on Ustream.
Steve Seidler.
Yeah,
he's like, well, if you're not going to take my call, jerks, I'm out of here.
You know what? That's a fair weather fan. And
Need him.
For the two out of four of you that are still listening on Ustream, God bless you. We are so glad you're here.
Just so you know, this recording is going to go out to many others.
God bless you as well.
It's not just
You know what? You should call in right now. No, the people that are listening right now. If you're listening... You there listening to this on the podcast. I'm talking to you in your ear with those little earbuds. Call 408-228-4911 and pretend that you're calling live into the show.
I would love to spend some time right now talking to somebody who's never heard of this show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And have them listen to us talk about Star Trek.
A movie that's
already out on DVD. Am I right?
Yes, I own it on Blu-ray. I've watched it several times on my big screen, widescreen TV. It's amazing. Let me tell you about how I was a crematarian.
Please do.
Here on the second. You're right. It isn't fair that we're paying too much attention to the two listeners instead of the, what do we have, 8,000 people that listen to this on?
I think we're about 8,500 now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Really? That's like 8,500, right?
Yeah.
I'm really bad at math. As a crematarian, I was a little, and I used to be obsessed with Star Search. You thought I was going to say Star Trek, didn't you? You thought it.
I think you thought you were going to say Star Trek.
I did. I was like, which star do I mean? Star Wars? No. Star
The searching
Galactica.
Of it.
And I wanted so badly for them to do the kids comedian section. I had my whole routine planned out. There were several opportunities in my
life. We have talked about this.
Have we? I told the story probably where I told my dad a joke.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell it
you
right
did.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm going to
tell it for the two people listening.
For anybody that hasn't heard me tell this joke.
We have a phone call coming in.
Oh, here. Let's take the phone call.
All right. Let's see. There it is live. I'm sorry I had the ringer off, but you are live going out on Ustream at the Second Funniest Podcast talking to Justin and Kevin. Who is this, please?
This is your buddy, Steve Seidler.
That's what I thought. I recognized that 510 area code from anywhere.
Oh, it shows up the phone number. That's great. I am alive.
Actual
good stuff.
Podcast.
Steve, tell us a joke from your childhood.
He probably couldn't hear you when you said that.
Why not?
Because he was talking.
Oh, got it.
What Kevin said was, tell us.
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Tell us
Steve. Steve.
Tell us a joke from your childhood is what Kevin asked you to do. Do you have one?
No, there's nothing funny about my childhood.
No, I'm not saying make fun of your...
A lot of pain and insecurity and broken promises. I don't think I want to go there.
But you don't have the thing like...
Thanks for bringing it up, guys.
The beach said hello to the ocean and all the ocean did was wave. You don't have anything along those lines?
You can't say beach on this podcast. That's Excuse not very me? Nice. This is a G-rated podcast.
Oh, my gosh. We get the phones are blowing up here in the studio.
Did you change your rating system for the new streaming podcast?
We did, yeah. We're actually on the Disney network now.
Okay.
So. Welcome to Disney Radio, where we play nothing but Miley Cyrus all the time.
Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus. I can only stall so long for you, Worsham. Do you have Miley Cyrus up or not?
Here's what happened. I can't move Steve Seidler's phone call out of the way on my screen. I can't. There we go.
Miley Cyrus.
I don't have Miley Cyrus, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Why would I have Miley Cyrus? I have a pretty gay collection.
I can probably pull it up on YouTube here.
I don't have.
Do you
have
any? What are you doing on a Tuesday night here in podcast?
Oh, I'm actually getting ready to do a little pre-partying before the fantastic St. Patrick's Day celebration that's going on tomorrow.
Are you partying now, waiting for tomorrow? Or you're going to party into tomorrow?
Not yet, but I will probably party just a little bit tonight.
Just a little bit of partying.
So you will just like bit. Light green instead of dark green?
I don't want to, party all out tonight and not have energy to wake up at 8 a.m. to take Irish car bombs.
Then why even do it tonight? Why not just wait until, or why not sleep in right now and get up at 12 o'clock and go hit up the last 2 hours at the bar for St. Patrick's Day? And then take another 6-hour break and then hit him again hard at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That was a solid question.
And I threw him. Yeah. What did you say?
I said you're a fucking genius.
On Radio Disney.
Oh, shit. You have a 7-second delay, right?
Oh, quick. Throw it to review.
I can't. The web browser closed. So sure, take his phone. Oh, wait. Here it is.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm visiting old friends up in Chico where St. Patrick's Day was
originated?
Up there
got
with
it.
Christmas. Yeah.
So what you're saying is, unless I'm misunderstanding something, is that St. Patrick's Day is like a Thanksgiving thing for the Seidlers? They get together?
Oh, no, not for the Seidlers, just for people in Chico.
Oh, gotcha.
For a while.
I thought you said you were visiting family.
Every once in a while, I have to come back and visit my old friends.
Oh, old friends. For some reason, I thought you said family. I apologize, sir.
Oh, no.
Well, I want to do, because I want to make sure that we don't forget it this time, is that Steve was a part of our experiment, if you would, when we first tried this out last week.
We had a long stick and two flashing lights and a dark room. Wait, which experiment was it?
Not that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When we were trying out this streaming thing.
Oh, no, my bad. Yeah, totally wrong experiment. That's embarrassing.
You guys had some, 14-year-old stripper.
Yeah, that broke bad. Didn't that break bad?
It was really embarrassing.
For those of you that weren't participating in our test version of streaming live.
There were no strippers.
there was a lovely lady known on Ustream as Christine143, and she found our show, started chiming in, saying she wanted to be a model and singer, she said model and Hollywood singer, and said she was a model in the Philippines. And so I jokingly and naively was like, yeah, let's get this hot Filipino chick.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to co-host our show where you could actually see her live streaming through her webcam. So it's like, let's do this, right? And so she sent us a link to her YouTube channel, and I looked at it and I was like, something doesn't seem right. And then later on she divulged that she was only 15 years old.
Ba-bum-ba-bum.
Now I want to make it known that she was in the Philippines. We were interacting via the internet. So I think that under maritime law that I was not participating in any kind of illegal
Justin,
activity.
I've explained this to you too many times. Just because they're surfing the internet does not mean that we're on the ocean.
What? Ah, how do these sound waves get out to the Philippines?
Oh, it's called the intraneb.
Intraneb? So you're saying it does not go through the ocean.
No.
It goes through space?
Yes.
Well, then, to me, I feel like the laws of space should be much looser than the laws of maritime.
No one can hear you scream. The Nausicaans are coming.
Wait, what?
The Nausicaans?
The Nausicaans.
Oh, man, they're messed up. Who knows the Nausicaans? Come on, call in 408-228-4911.
We don't need somebody call in. We got Steve.
Do you know who the Nausicaans are? Steve, do you know who the Nausicaans are?
No.
Get off the phone. You can hang up.
Well, before we lose Steve, make sure you go to 5play.com. That's the number 5-PLAY.com.
Is that a dash, an M dash, or an M dash?
A dash, like you would put in a phone number.
Oh, okay, got it.
Does that make sense?
It does.
No. It's actually 5-dash. It's dash spelled out.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, you got me.
That's pretty funny. I'd remember that website.
March 26th, they're going to be at Lincoln High School doing a fantastic improv show out there. Who else is in this 5-play? I'm assuming there are 4 other gentlemen, probably not ladies. They're not as funny.
Actually, it's now moved up to 6 people.
Oh, crap. You got to get a new website.
Keeping the name, but it's me, my brother, Dustin Seidler.
Everybody loves him.
Bobby August, Sean Taylor, and newest member of the group, Jeremy Carso.
Whoa.
All right. He's moving on up.
Carso jumped ship.
Yeah.
And hit his head on a pole, for those of you listening to the podcast. Or I don't know if you heard that thong that my ring hit the microphone.
Oh, that's it. Steve Seidler, you are not on Twitter, are you?
We're still keeping the name, because the name wasn't necessarily because there was 5 of us, even though that kind of makes it convenient. But it's just because we try and have a sense of play in every show we do. And we all feel... that it was suitable for us because we all come after foreplay. So that's just the next and
see. Boo. You know. Wow.
Boo. Wow, Seidler.
Boo.
Wow. And just so you know, not all of us. Not all of us arrive after foreplay. Some of us do during, and I don't like. Maybe your show isn't for me, is what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm not in your demo.
At least we're not replay, because that would just mean something else.
Yeah, I don't even understand that. I don't know if I know what that meant.
That would mean indefinitely a new URL. All right, thank you so much for calling in, Steve, and I'm sure we will talk to you many, many times in the future.
Do not forget the experiment.
All right, thanks for
the work,
guys.
You got it.
Bye. Well, that went good. First live phone call.
That was good. It was actually successful. Yeah. I'm impressed.
My only concern is sometimes people can't hear us.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I mean, because folks here, 4 out of the 8 of you listening live, and those of you do you care what Steve Seidler had to say? Do you think Steve is going to listen to this now?
Yeah, he's listening to
Steve,
it right now.
I thought what you had to say was very interesting. You know, when I first met Steve, he was new to Comedy Sports, and we all went out to dinner. We didn't share this the night he was on The Experiment,
No.
And he was sitting there with Constantine Ritalis, who will be on the show in a couple weeks. And
who can also be seen on The Marriage Ref on NBC coming out later on next month.
April 11th, I think. Yeah. No, that's Easter.
He's on the show 2 weeks before his episode airs, I guess.
Got it. So great. He and Steve were there at Chili's, and we dared them to down a craft or a little, like, a soup bowl full of ranch dressing, and Costa drank it. Steve did not. So Steve was already showing himself that he was about 5 years younger than Costa at the time, just ages in maturity above Costa.
Really?
I have the video. I should pull that up now. That'd be awesome.
I remember a time when I was in at a tournament with Mr. Seidler. I think this was in
tournament
DC.
Comedy Sports Tournament.
Is the
conference of different comedy sports cities all meeting together, so you play a number of shows with other improvisers from all over the country. Right?
You are correct.
Yes.
He was talking about, at that time, they had just come up with a show called The Midnight Show, which was Comedy Sports Players, which is normally a G-rated family show. They did a late-night version of improv that was adult-oriented, and they were talking about the show, and Steve said, well, it's not as bad as that one show where I played a mongoloid, to which one of the other Comedy Sports Players sitting at the table with, I believe, Dick Chudnow,
the
creator and inventor of comedy sports, said, my son has Down syndrome, and I think that word is horrible. And the whole room just went like,
bah, 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 bah.
And just for the record, I know he's my friend, but I do, and I know those of you who have listened to the show for over a year now know that of my history with this word of
mongoloid.
Yes.
Isn't that a type of food?
Yes. That's why I don't understand. Here's the thing. I just like what's to be won? I mean, he's a young man who's, you know, he's thinking it's cool to be a loose cannon with a bunch of comedians, and I'm sure it is, you know, but what's to win coming from her perspective.
Totally. He cried for a long time, so it's okay.
Is that what she wanted? She wanted to make a grown man cry?
He wasn't grown. Come on, he was like 16.
That doesn't work out so well. When part of my argument is that he's young, get him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I make him a full grown man with mortgage.
You know what she should have done is write a bunch of letters and get him removed from the comedy sports league.
That would have been awesome.
That's the mature thing to
do. Or she could have just waited a few years and he would have left on his own.
to back into six play or whatever the hell there is they're
That's
doing.
Definitely four play.
So I was I wanted to be a comedian after watching Star Search, and then I told my dad this joke. I said, "Dad, how does a spider make its webs?" He said, "I don't know, son, how." I said, through his eyes, and he said, "That's not funny. You don't know how to be funny. People go to school to become funny." I cried. So I was not deflected. That was kindergarten, and a few years later I worked on my routine, and I had this entire like 10-minute routine down, something about a hippo in the front yard. Uh-huh. And I went and told my we had an assembly about bad touch, and afterwards we were allowed to talk to the actors and to see if any of us had been experiencing bad touch, and I told her my comedy act, and she never laughed once. Wow. And then that was probably the end of my aspirations to do comedy,
which is hilarious because you still later on went and did comedy sports and did a lot of improv. You were PB&J for a while, wasn't that also?
Yeah, PB&J Tortilla was the Ohlone College improv team. And you had the high school improv team where we were just at water. Like, all these names mean nothing. I hate them. I hate improv team names. And then did comedy sports. But there's a huge difference between improv and stand-up. And you have found a way to bridge the gap. And I think that that's where your career's going, is to do improvised stand-up like Howie Mandel.
I feel like I'm inadvertently nodding like I'm on Inside the Actors.
You are.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. It's very hard what I do.
How do you internalize the comedy?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer, but it's impossible for me to know.
What is the mistress known as temptation? I mean, inspiration to you. Where do you find your muse and go?
You know, it's so funny that you asked that, because I would tell a story right now about something unrelated to your question.
I had a picnic basket once when I was a child, and I'd fill it full of ideas, and I'd go out into the backyard and unpack my ideas.
That's why I know I'm never going to achieve a great level of success, because I'm always going, I don't know. Please, somebody call in 408-228-4911 and let me know.
Name dropper!
If I'm wrong, but I don't have enough blowhard in me. Like, I don't have enough where I'm like, you know, let me, oh, I know, it's so, everything I do is so difficult, but I'm so amazing at making it look easy.
Yeah.
I have none of that in me. Yeah. I'm not passionate about really.
I don't know. I think if Letterman said, "Hey, how about you come up on the show?" You'd find something to talk about. Probably
right, but if
movie.
It came down to Letterman complimenting me, like I was thinking about this
like
recently.
The Paul Bart Mall Cop remake that you'll end up being in.
I hope I'm the skinnier version of the security guard now.
Oh, that'd be pretty great.
Yeah. Wow, whoa, that's a weird thought to have.
What's that?
That if I hang around long enough that I could be, like, more likely than Paul Blart, I could if I get old enough, I could probably be Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Guns.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, I'd probably be some cameo character that they punch in the face.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to continue that stuff, because OJ.
What? Simpson. What? OJ's it's a great opportunity to do a callback. I read on specialthing.com, which is a website.
go on.
I hate you.
What is this .com you speak of? And that means what?
Well, there are phone wires running across the Atlantic Ocean to the Philippines that put you in touch with underage models who want to show you their bodies. But what happened was, in this website, they're talking about, I just saw a news posting that they're talking about making a sketch-type movie, much in the vein of Kentucky Fried Movie. And what got me onto that? Oh, so that, like, they're bringing back these ideas.
These sketch-based films.
So maybe like an airplane or a, you know, it said it would have a through line.
If it's NASCAR, that would be right up your alley.
I would love to do a remake of the...
Talladega Nights.
Yeah. A Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
I don't think you can remake a movie that's like 4 years old, 3 years old.
That's how we're going to be trendsetters in that way. We're going to pioneer remaking movies that were made 6 months ago.
Do you remember when they had two Christopher Columbus movies that were released the same year and neither one of them made any money at all?
You know what? I'm going to say no, because I think I thought they were the same movie.
Seriously.
I remember the one with Colin, what's his name? The guy that was in
Colin
Daredevil.
Uh-huh.
What's that guy's name?
I'm going to look it up.
He played Bullseye. Colin. I always want to say Colin Firth, but that's not right.
Colin Farrell? Tape.
Colin Farrell? Or is that Will Ferrell's brother?
I think
that's
Will Ferrell, yeah.
Will Ferrell's name that he wished he had, maybe? I don't know. Who cares?
I do.
Everybody Colin already knows. This. Everybody that's listening to this is always like, it's Colin this, or it's not even Colin. It's Irish
it's
McGee.
Colin Show, right?
No.
What? No. Oh, see, it's going to pull up all the actors, you know, the Christopher Columbus or Chris Columbus, the producer of the Harry Potter films. Unhelpful.
Are you Binging or are you Googling?
I'm IMDBing.
Whoa.
Isn't that a thing that you do?
Whoa.
Yeah, there was a mini series in 1985, the Christopher Columbus.
No, why would you look up Christopher Columbus? He may not have even been in that movie. Who played?
Well, it's like called, I want to know the name of the two films. There's Harry Potter and the Sword and the Stone. That's a real thing. It's got a banner up here for the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did watch it. No. Did I? Yes.
I don't know. There were three.
You're right. Colin Farrell.
There it is. You owe me a dollar.
What?
I'll just add it onto this check. Right. There were three super embarrassing moments in the Oscars that I thought were incredibly unclassy. Did you watch them? Yes.
Number one. Wait. What are you wearing?
Who's asking you that?
Oh, I'm looking at the chat screen right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. If we paid attention to that, Ali Lisa, jeez. 53.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah, she would have said, what are you wearing, Justin?
We're good, Allie.
Colin Farrell. She had two questions. Well, first, I feel like if we're going to do this live, we should address.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's a new idea. We want to make this show interactive. I'm wearing some cargo shorts, some Adidas tennis shoes, and a navy blue, dark or almost forest green Sasquatch shirt. She called me a douchebag. Oh.
Do we know Allie? Allie, do we know you, or are you just mean?
It's probably Alyssa. It's probably Lisa, as I know her. I can't remember. Why do I call her Alyssa? I want to say that's her email, but it's Lisa. I would know her as Lisa.
Lisa.
Justin, you know me, she says right now.
Oh, there, I see it, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, this is like, ooh, this would be even better. Maybe I should have cyber sex with this chick, and we can record this live and put it out as a podcast. That's interesting radio, right?
I think it's called Howard Stern, right.
But he only made a chick orgasm with her speakers. She's got a keyboard.
Did that really happen, or was that? Oh, all right.
That was a real story.
All right.
That was a real story.
I'm a little creeped out.
It's Lisa Gomez, but she has a different last name now. That is her last name. Lisa Decker was her other last name. Here's the problem. We have like 14 things going on at the same time, mm-hmm. and this is going to make me look like the douchebag that she just called me because I know her well. Like, we've had conversations. I went to visit her in Temecula when she moved down here. Like, she's a good friend of mine. And then I just screwed up her name. I haven't talked to her in for 20 years or whatever. So.
That's pretty messed up.
Tell me your feelings. What? He doesn't really like you? Kevin.
What's wrong?
Here's what's happening in the chat room right now.
Understand.
And then maybe we have to get away from this. This might be too distracting. Kevin is signed on as me on Ustream. I'm watching it passively because I'm working the phones. So he's telling my good friend Lisa that...
Who you don't even know.
I know her. And we missed another phone call while I was screwing around. I got to fix those preferences so that it rings because I thought that would be annoying. But now that we have open phones, whoever was calling us from the Beverly Hills area, call in again.
Ooh, how do you know the area codes? That's impressive.
It tells you. Again, we have caller ID.
But it says in the Beverly Hills area.
Yeah.
Make sure it just says
310. Isn't that Beverly Hills?
I don't know. I thought it was Long Beach.
What?
I'm new to L.A. What does L.A. stand for?
Oh, boy. L.A. stands for Los Angeles.
Okay, go on.
There we go. That's not a real phone call. But they did leave a voicemail, I think. So let's see if they had something to say.
Yeah, I was just calling because your status update on Facebook told me to. So, I don't know what you're doing, but I sent you a message, like, honestly, like 3 minutes ago, and I don't know why you haven't freaking gotten back to me on that, but whatever, dude, whatever, you know, I mean, friends don't let friends, you know, hang, but whatever, it's cool, man, whatever, give your wife my love, peace.
He's not talking to me.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'm trying to figure out who that is, and I have no idea.
So far, this is becoming a bad game from Justin Worsham because it's the memory game based on voice and chat. asking you to recall people that... It's like that old Guess Who game from when.
Yeah, I'm with Lisa. She says, don't call him back. Do not call him back.
I agree. Thank you.
She's she says, we're killing her right now. You guys are killing me. I will leave you alone. Well, it's only, here's the thing. It's only because this is new. It's new. Like, this is all happening at
once. We got to play with all the toys. Remember when you first got the sound effects things? You had to hit the sound effects.
We became Morning Zoo. Now I touch it for the theme song, but I still have. It's all still there. It's all still there.
Nothing's wrong.
Oh, I thought. Why, I was like, "Why you screamed?" I thought it was too loud.
Ah, it's so painful. Oh, now I'm getting phone calls in here. Oh, Teresa Lubalai called my phone during the show instead of calling the show.
Oh, Teresa Lubalai. you know, it's funny as I'm sitting in one of Teresa Lubalai's chairs right now, and
you know
it's
that's
broken.
Not her name,
huh?
She's been a guest on the podcast as well. That's not her name.
I broke your chair, Teresa. You should have taken him home earlier instead of leaving him in my house for over a year now.
There's something wrong with you and chairs, because you lost one of the wooden... What did you do with the fourth wooden chair that goes around this table?
I threw it away, because it was broken. Lisa says, sorry, I'm not the Filipino chick. Lisa, maybe you should tell us what you're wearing. That would make this show go a lot more interesting. Lisa, if I'm right, and this is Lisa Decker from high school, too, she's a hot chick.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
I don't want to go too on, because what if... Now, I've literally given... I'm short of giving out her address, I think. I'm giving out way too much
information. Do you want me to look it up?
Luckily for her, this isn't a huge show. So.
85,000 people.
That's not big. Not in podcast or streaming standards. You got to be more in like the hundreds of thousands. We're still at kilobytes. We need to be in megabytes.
Weren't those both Mega Man villains?
I am Kilobyte. I never played those. When Nintendo days, I always played just the sports video games.
Well, that's funny because Capcom is no longer exclusive in Nintendo, so you can download those games on your PS3.
What?
Yeah.
You could download all the Mega Man games.
I downloaded the original Mega Man 10, and it is awesomely craptastically awesome. Because you know in that game, each time you play, there's like 8 different villains, and after like Mega Man 3, they were just pretty much churning out the same game again and again and again and again. With the interface was the
same.
Why
would people keep buying it?
It was super popular. Mega Man 10. They made a new one like every 18 months. They were churning out another one, which was pretty impressive.
Did we work? I don't remember this.
Oh, it's because you were probably not playing games anymore, not playing those kind of games anymore. But they were making them up until the end of the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo era.
Wow.
They're great. But the men got a little weird. Because remember in the beginning it was like Metal Man and Fire Man and, you know, then there was like Wood Man and Spike Man and... Light Man, and I think there's.
I do remember all those where they were just, excuse me, they were just shooting through like, whatever they thought should be, like they would just come up with like a thing, a paperclip. Okay, let's make it into a villain.
Well, I think the one I was playing was Stick Man, and he was or Stadium Man or something. And it was all in this like ballpark theme area where there were these baseball throwing robots. I don't know if video games can jump the shark, but that one definitely jumped the shark.
Not yet. I mean, I guess does that mean it's classic?
Called, yeah, it's pretty classic. Yeah, you need to download the Mega Man 10 on your PS3.
But that's what I mean. If it jumped the shark, then why would it still be downloading? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a good point. But then they started making more. Then there was like Mega Man X and Mega Man. I don't know if they have a new Mega Man game coming for the Wii. That would be pretty sweet. I would get it.
You would get the Mega Man for a Wii? I don't like the Wii controls. I'm not a fan. I like punching. I like boxing. I like all of that. But I don't like playing Madden football where I have to throw a football.
Isn't that half of the game of football?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Yeah, exactly. My point is that I want to play video games. I don't want to play sports.
Oh, yeah.
If I wanted to play sports, I would go outside and throw a football with friends. But I have two things missing in that equation. Number one, friends. Number two, a football.
Now, that's not true.
But I do have a $400 piece of machinery that lives underneath my television that will create a perfectly digital a perfect digital recreation of a football that I can then pretend that I am an NFL MVP worthy, gifted athlete.
You're saying in the Wii, you don't like to simulate the throwing of the game.
I don't like the idea of that.
You don't mind hitting the button that says you threw a ball. I was confused.
Yeah, in the Wii, you have to press a button to hike the ball, and then you throw, and then you have to throw it in the direction and press the button of the guy you want to throw it to.
I agree. Yeah, I think the Wii.
I'm like, come on.
It's for kids. It's for people who don't play video games.
Yeah, so don't make NFL. That's
no, but I respect it because it's drawing people into our. It's a gateway video game because somebody plays it and they're like, you know, this is pretty cool. Now you should play a real game. Let's go get you an Xbox.
Yeah, but here's the problem with people.
Right, Rafi? Rafi's saying on the chat rooms that he's a total Mega Man nerd. Way to go.
Here's the problem, though. The problem is that you are wanting people to participate that shouldn't be involved to begin with.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I don't want to trick people into becoming video game people.
No,
I don't
you have to see.
I don't want to lure them in.
No,
here's what I want. You know what I want? I want real deal homie feel. People who played Mario and your Mega Man story or Tecmo Bowl from my neck of the woods. I want those people playing video games. I don't want any other jackass in there who's like, but I want to be an Italian guy breaking bricks with my thumbs.
I don't know why you're feigning this anger.
Because it's half-assed true. I really, honestly, here's the problem. When you get something that becomes popular, then it doesn't...
Like Star Trek, thanks to the films?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't you... I mean, hold on. How dare you? How dare you? There you go. Maybe you should learn where your speaker is, Captain. I want everybody to help me. Yes. That's more like it. Kevin's using his droid.
Thanks so much.
As a
Darren Carter, the party starter.
Morning. Oh, yeah, that's right. Darren gave this to you on the last episode. Second to last episode. But anyway, here's my point. If you get all these people, we don't want these people involved. I don't want them playing video games. I don't want them doing anything. And I just want them to stay at home. And by home, I mean away from video games. Because I want them to focus all their energy on video games that are for me.
Yep.
That's what I want.
But see, here's the point, is that by making games like that, it allows people to that wouldn't normally play video games, then finally be interested in video games, and then start playing the real games. It's like a stepping stone. That's what I'm saying. It's a gateway drug into video games. Are you really listening to me, or are you just reading the chat room?
No, I'm finding out.
Hey, it's your old drinking buddy, J-Dobbs. I call because you're all live and shit. And what? No, you're not. Is this like some like bad like murder plot, like a Perry Mason thing where it's like we're actually live but we're really on tape so you can murder somebody and you have an alibi? That's what's going on. I know what's going on. We all know what's going on. You're out of order. You're out of order. This whole podcast is out of order.
Did we miss another phone call?
Yes. What? I turned it on. I don't know why.
You have one job.
How dare you?
Can you not split it on the screen so you can see both windows at once?
Yes, but sometimes if I'm clicking on other things.
Don't click on other things. Stop checking your email during the podcast. We wanted J Dobbs on the show.
Oh, Lisa doesn't like the language. She says, what the hell? She used a WTH in the chat room instead of the WTF.
Doesn't that mean working from home? It might not be the same thing.
WFH is working from home.
No, that you can't say that. Don't say the F word on this podcast.
Working fuck home?
I'm very uncomfortable. This is the second funniest podcast.
Well, it's because I wanted to be able to have access to our sound effects, and I don't have a supremely sized computer
There's
screen.
There's got to be a way for you to put all three of those things on your screen without messing it up. I guarantee it. Do you want to take a break and we can make it
How
happen for
dare you?
You? Launch iTunes.
How dare you?
You can put all four things up there on the screen at the same time.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Let's not forget that it was my idea to put all these things. Oh, look at that. If I just resize these windows. Then it could just... Then I can just drop everything
you
into
just take your time there.
To the spot that I wanted, and then I can move this. Wow, Kevin.
Yeah.
You should teach a computer class.
I do, actually. It's on Thursdays and Fridays.
When?
Alternatively, it's online, so I have very few subscribers.
Yeah, that's a bad way to do a computer class, where it's like, first of all, I know you don't know how to get it out of the box.
Yeah, but here's the deal. So you're going to need to close all your windows. And then follow, but I'm not going to tell you the next step until you close all these windows. Now, are you doing it? I always lose everybody in my class.
Oh, man, alive. I was talking about how much I hate people, and then I got distracted by the phone call.
Yeah, how much do you, were talking about how you hate Gateway.
Is that too easy to get me back on top?
Yeah,
a little.
Because I thought I had you, and you were like, oh, and then really it was because
Jordan was calling, and I was hoping that somebody had an opinion that they wanted to express vocally about this. But here's my point. I don't want you coming to Video Game World because I want them to make video games for me.
I just said that.
And then you said,
I said that it's important to make these games because they allow people to feel that they can go out and buy a Wii or whatever system. They're like, oh, and then they look and see that there's Super Mario, whatever the game is called, Galaxy, or check out Link and Metroid and discover these real games in the Nintendo. And then they're like, you know what? I should get a real system like a PS3 or an Xbox.
Yeah, but see, that's just an awful lot of legwork. You shouldn't have to convince people of these. Like,
I'm not saying convince. It's just...
yes, you are.
No, no, no. It's like getting your girlfriend to suddenly watch sports with you, right? So you start with something
it should
simple.
Happen. There's a line. There's a reason why chicks don't naturally like sports.
But don't you want... don't you secretly desire that you want Natalie to play video games with you? Right?
No.
Yes, that's a lie.
No.
You, for your wedding anniversary present, you told her she can get you 1 hour playing Madden with
you. I said that for two reasons. Number one, it would cost me nothing. And number two is because I honestly thought that it would be something I could turn to hold against her later on. Because she wouldn't do it. And did she do it? No. Here's what video games are for me. Okay? They're an escape. I get away from my wife. I get away from my kid, who I love very much, before Lisa jumps up my asshole over while she's falling asleep, so it claims. But here's my thing. We is for sissies. Rick Kent's in the chat room.
Thank you, Ricky Kent.
Ricky Kent, episode 16?
Sure. We need to punch those up, yeah.
But anyway, here's the thing. That's why I play video games. I do it to get away from my wife. I do it to get away from the kid. It's my mind shuts down. I don't think
meanwhile,
about,
he's starting things on fire.
That's his business.
Jumping over snake pits.
That's what he does to get his mind clear. Okay, Kevin? We all have our things.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you, why do you have the snake pit in your house here?
I didn't buy it. He got it on Amazon. You saw that little kid.
Second question. Why does your one and a half month old baby have access to Amazon?
First of all, he's 18 months.
That's the same thing.
Second of all, he sees this kid on these Super Bowl commercials that's got a stock profile, and he's like, hey, give me a stock profile. And I was like, it's a portfolio, jackass. And then he's like, don't call me jackass. It hurts my feelings. It's going to lead to therapy when I'm in my 30s.
But it sounds like this. Blah, blah, blah. Ah, listen, Kogar.
Because you don't understand what my son says does not mean it's not unintelligible. I have a theory, too. Do you think like Swahili or French kids, when they speak in gibberish, it sounds like English? Do you think, you know what I mean? Like there's some
hello.
Swimming pool, mountain bike. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Because I feel like when I listen to my kid right now, that it just comes out as gibberish. Like it's like but it sounds like there's a French click language aspect of it. He curls his full tongue. He gets his whole like Gene Simmons tongue. You try to get him to say banana and he goes,
You need to sift this for your other podcast, my friend.
Oh really?
yeah, absolutely. That's very funny.
I just do it twice. Who cares?
You can listen to Justin on Dads Have More Fun.
Dads Are More Fun.
Available on downloadable podcast streaming. And
do you have any idea the technology we use for our own damn show?
No.
You have no idea.
Is someone calling? Pay attention to the screen.
Well, it went black. And now it's set up, though, that I should be able to hear it when they call in. But
people in the chat room, meanwhile, are discussing World of Warcraft. And who doesn't love World of Warcraft? Do you like World of Warcraft? Say it's a real game. Say it's a real game.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a real game. It's definitely a real game. You know why? Because you don't have to throw a controller to chuck a spear of darkness at some Orlock on a third level while you're trying to get to the Corinthian Canyon so that you can get your tiger pelt.
You're doing pretty good.
Get it back to your genie so that he could give you a potion that can unlock your prison laden maiden.
I really wish the missions in WoW were that good.
They would be, but you know why they're not? Because they have to market themselves to Wii players.
These
pussies, they're trying to play to the lowest common denominator.
Well, that's what WoW is. It's go kill 9 wolves. Good job. Now go kill 9 boars. Good job. Now go kill 10 boars.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. It's that. I got
how
bored
is that
super
different
fast
from the Star Trek Online that you love so much?
Great question. In Star Trek Online, they're episode-based, so the missions are solving a lot of, like an episode. You go up into space, you have to sneak through a certain area of an orbit around a planet so you're not detected. Then you beam down to the planet, you have to sneak through, and then you confront the Klingons, boom, and then you have to check all the sick bay beds to make sure that there's the right amount of people. What have they been doing to the Gorn? And you check those out, and then you get the data, and then suddenly, bam, the Klingon scientist shows up, and you got to fight him, and then you beam out and arrest him, and yeah, it's good. good game.
You beat him out, then arrest him?
Yeah, in reverse. I got excited.
Do you still use zip ties when you're trying to when you cuff a Klingon? Do you have to use like the same zip ties they use in Dallas?
No, you just sort of talk to him and then he beams up. And then you do a mission where you go kill 10 Tribbles, go kill 10 Klingons, go kill 10 Romulans, go kill 10 Gorn. That's in Ricky Kent's version.
Ricky Kent. Ricky Kent.
Rafferty H, how are you, a recovering gamer? What exactly does that mean? Please tell us on the chat room here. I'd love to know.
Or you could call in 408-228-4911.
If you have a phone, he may only have access to chat. It is the year 2010, the future.
No, you shut your face. There are people who only have access to the internet, not a cell phone.
Yeah, what if they're like deaf? They're not going to spend any time on the phone. Wow, you are insensitive.
That was unfair.
I think I actually offended you.
No, you didn't offend me. You made me feel a little guilty for a minute. Where I was like, oh, because I was like, maybe he knows this guy. And maybe he really is deaf. And I'm like, why don't you call us? You know, and now it's okay, though, because he can't hear this. Why is he chatting? Listening to an audio-only show. No, listen, I may be slow. I may be slow, but there's no fooling me, all right? Because I'm on a little bit of a delay. Because I'm on a little bit of a delay.
Well done. Well done. That was well played. Folks in the chat room, feel free to call in 408-228-4911. That's the smoothest place on podcast radio. But that's the wave. If you're not listening to us, you should be listening to Carrie Tombazian on the wave over here in L.A. I'm not sure what the call letters. I'm just stalling. I think one of you is going to call in. No? Okay. Justin, please describe in detail the difference between a Tribble, a Klingon, a Romulan, and a Gorn. Go.
Tribble is a small, what I would call a pillow.
Yeah.
Or maybe a guinea pig without head or feet, because a guinea pig doesn't have a tail.
That's right.
It's a big, fluffy ball. Klingon, the difference between a Tribble and a Klingon is a Klingon has parts of his body that are hairless.
Mm.
A Klingon has a ridged forehead, whereas a Tribble has no forehead. There is a similarity in that they can be brown, and we have a phone call.
All right, nice.
All right, you're now live on Ustream. Oh, we have our first instance where we have to tell somebody to turn their computer
down.
Please
turn your computer down.
Hello? Please turn your computer down. You got to turn your computer down.
And first,
hello, is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, this is our hot MILF listener.
Yeah.
You guys are killing me. The Klingon crap, just because Justin was one.
He wasn't a Klingon, actually. He was a Romulan and a...
Ferengi.
Not you, her.
Oh. And a...
You guys are killing me.
You're not a fan of Star Trek, Lisa?
I am, but... My dad watched it, and I like it, but I'm not, like, all Klingon. I don't know the difference, like, hair and tails. And...
Well, a Tribble is like a small pillow, he described it. It's about a ball the size of an ostrich egg made of fur.
Oh, okay.
No, don't care?
You got a real knack with the ladies there, brother.
When do you guys have time to game, when you guys are doing all of this?
Oh, good question.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When do I have to? Right now, I don't have much time. I would have liked to have played today because I got home Monday from doing the Sacramento Punchline this weekend with Dad Fan, original winner of Last Comic Standing. Don't know why I'm dropping his name because I don't work with him. This week, I'm on my way to... Tomorrow morning, I will be flying to San Antonio, Texas to work with Mr. Finesse Mitchell of Saturday Night Live fame in San Antonio there at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. I'll be headlining Wednesday and Sunday and opening for him on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then I come home and return to Northern California, Fairfield, California, with Darren Carter, the party starter at Pepper Belly's. So with this current chunk of time where I'm constantly on the road and coming home and then going right back out, I have no time. Although this weekend I may decide to bring my PlayStation with me because during the day I could probably work in some video games when I'm not a father on the road.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you bring it with you? That's the only time you'd probably be able to.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Girls, do you like football and action sports rather than playing them on the... PlayStation or Wii or whatever.
Hold on, Lisa. I'm going to stop you there because you like football. But
some girls do.
Not all girls. Certain girls that should be immediately swooped up and grabbed and made into wives. Those girls.
Or bakers.
Yeah. But if you're the chick who's like, oh, I don't like football, I don't get it, and doesn't understand why your boyfriend or husband wants to watch it, what you should do is take up cliff diving.
Nice.
During low tide.
That's, oh my goodness.
That's my suggestion to you. Because I now, do you have a sport though that you do not like, Lisa, or you're like, I'm down for anything?
Baseball's boring. Yes. I'd watch football first, basketball, then baseball. Baseball's pretty boring.
So you're a football, basketball fan. What about NASCAR? Where you stand on that?
I do like NASCAR. I like driving fast. My Ooh. Husband is a mechanic, and so he's into all that big motors and stuff like that. And I could do the NASCAR thing. They just go round and round, so it's not really cool to me. And the team is snapping on the walls. That's not fun because that's someone's husband, you know?
Yeah.
Although, you know, Danica McKellar, she's pretty hot.
Yes!
Who is?
Danica.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yes. There's one female racer in both leagues, right?
No, that's the same chick you're thinking of.
Really? Yeah. Awesome.
Danica Patrick recently jumped over from IndyCar Racing and tried her hand at Nationwide Series, which is like the minor leagues for NASCAR.
How'd she do?
And she did well, but from what I understand, I recently read a post on Twitter that she is going to be returning to IndyCar. She's not going to stay in NASCAR.
Bummer.
There's more money in NASCAR if she can make it to the big show, the Sprint Cup. But then there is IndyCar, but she's a huge superstar globally in IndyCar, whereas NASCAR would mostly be rednecks and toothless guys wearing camo shirts.
Even that's what you're okay with. You don't mind. You take contention with that, but you don't mind his toothless slight or any of that stuff. Is that accurate?
See, toothless, no. But rednecks, they're pretty country. But yeah. I mean, if you have more cars that are not working than ours, that's pretty redneck. That's where I draw the line.
I was about to say, if you have any more than one car, and then I realized I currently own two cars.
And one of them doesn't work very
not
well.
Not working too well.
Welcome
but
to my world.
If you're planters, that's when you know you're a redneck.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I didn't know you were such a huge Jeff Foxworthy fan, Lisa. I didn't know.
I'm not. I just came up with that on my own. But
you did?
I have heard of Jeff, but my husband is country, you know? He's a dairy. He came from a dairry. He was working with lots of cows. And I had 18 goats at one point.
18 what? Goats? What were you doing?
Yeah, Justin, you probably didn't know that. I had 18 goats. They were trying to do a goat farm. And I had 18 goats.
The Deckers were trying to do a goat farm?
No, me and my husband. We were doing a goat farm. We had them at his uncle's dairy, and so yeah, we had goats.
What do you farm goats for? Meat or what?
No, they're milk. Their milk is higher priced than cows.
Really?
And yeah,
that's
and
awesome.
Those babies can drink it and don't get allergic reactions. It's lactose, obviously free, but it's it helps babies a lot that can't drink dairy products.
Wow.
That sounds delicious.
I know that, wait, hold on. Why is it bouncing?
Delicious.
Oh, okay.
Delicious.
Something happened that it was bouncing.
Delicious.
Back through the stream.
Delicious.
But anyway, here's my point. I thought that it was mostly for people to cut up and stick in ice chests and take back to Hawaii for goat's meat. Were you going to butcher the goats at all, or you were just going to milk them?
No, we were going to use them for milking purposes. And then it was too much of a hassle because he wanted to go to Pismo, so then we sold them.
So you're saying
you can take goats to Pismo?
The entrepreneur aspect of your venture got in the way of his leisure time, so he's like, you know what, I can't do this.
Well, his leisure is kind of his entrepreneurship because he is starting his own shop. So he does work on Honda quads and stuff like that. So it kind of flows into both. But yeah, so and we were younger. We were like 22. So I was doing all the work, and getting up at 4 is not cool when you're feed goats and then go to work. So and then again, because they just, you know, depend on you. But yeah, so that's basically it. So a lot of girls do like football. And would not play them on a Wii or a PlayStation. I just think those are gay.
Wow.
It's not interactive. I'm sorry. I'd rather go move my body than play something on the and have to. It's just dumb.
I get it. You're talking about moving your body.
Oh, no. Here
what
we
you're
go
saying
again.
Is you want to play something full contact. I'm picking up what you're putting down. What? What? Listen,
so,
Kevin, I'm trying to
Justin,
teach you.
Don't make me pull out the skeletons in your closet, honey.
Please do.
All right, Lisa, thanks for calling. We're just about out of time.
Because you know I have dirt on you.
Hey, if he turns you off, you just start typing in the chat room. I'll read everything you write. So you start and go.
Lisa, here's the thing. A lot of things that may be considered dirt are probably things already discussed on this show. There might be things that I'm not even aware of that Lisa knows. So I don't know if you, I mean, I'm a pretty honest guy. I don't even know if I want full disclosure going on here. Like, I don't know. I guess it's, well, go ahead. What do you have something chambered that you would like to share with our?
No, Justin.
Can you make something up?
And I love Natalie, and I want to see Jacob. No, I wouldn't humiliate you in front of everyone. You know, the whole three people on chat.
We have 8,500 listeners on podcast.
Right now, currently?
Oh. Yeah, 8,500 people download this every week. Maybe 9,500.
Okay, so have them call in.
We didn't give enough of a heads up because I came in yesterday at about 4 o'clock, and I was away from my kid, and so was my wife. He spent his first weekend with Grandma and Grandpa this weekend. So, aww. Yes. So we were very much like, hey, yay, our baby is back. Yay, let's play with him.
And then you got him sick.
Yes. No, I didn't. Somebody did.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to blame my parents.
I think it was you.
Then the next morning, I had dentist.
It's going around.
Baby flu. I got me a case of the babies.
Can you, Kevin, if you were to guess long we've been doing this, how long would you say?
Doing what?
This episode right here.
I'd say at least an hour.
You were right.
Yeah, because it tells me on the screen. I tweeted an hour ago.
It feels like 20 minutes, and it already feels like it's time for us to wrap up.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
When we have all this stimulus coming at us at once, it's like crazy.
But now it's like the Renaissance. Just when this show was getting boring for us, it's now fun again.
What?
Boring for both of us. We both have said that it was boring. Oh. All right, well, this has been the second funniest podcast.
Well, first I want to say...
So you just needed me to chat and call in. That's all.
No. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, what else do you want? Do you want to... I don't know what you want me to do.
I should do it on the show. Maybe Natalie needs to come on as well.
She'll definitely come on. She's busy providing groceries and taking her shoes off and preparing meals in the kitchen.
It's really quiet, but...
You are so killing me.
But let me tell you something.
I hope she's still listening.
She is, Lisa, and I'm here to tell you that as the MILF listener of our show, if there's anything that you ever need of me... All you have to do is call in, and you just say the words, and it's there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Call me, and I'll be there.
Yeah. Too soon.
You're so killing me, Justin.
Too soon. It's not even a year. All right, Lisa, thank you so much for calling and messaging. Oh, were you going to say something else? Did I cut you off?
I was just going to say I had to go, too. I have to give my baby a bath. But I will talk to you later, hopefully.
My baby, do you mean your husband? Are you going to give your husband a bath?
I don't need to wash him. I'm washing my 3-year-old.
Oh, well, wash your 3-year-old and then give your husband a bath. Come on, throw the guy a bone.
No, my husband is where the good Lord wants him. He's at work.
Oh,
nice.
But when he comes home, maybe he gives you a bath.
I don't get it.
No, I'm quite old enough to give myself baths.
I don't think she gets what you're insinuating.
Lisa. I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to come and give you a bath right now.
If anyone knows you, they know you're such a bluffer.
All right, this is me getting in the car.
Oh, he's gone. All right, now I'm here by myself, and I wish there was some way to make it sound like you just showed up in the other line.
That would be awesome.
No joke. Like, hey.
Yeah. Like I'm on
a
phone line.
The door?
Yeah. All right, Lisa, thanks so much for calling in, and I will talk to you later. Take care, Chica.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right, we've put up a poll on our podcast on the Ustream poll forum, and the question was, what's your favorite Star Trek alien? The answers were Tribble, Klingon, Borg, and Justin. And currently, we have a 50% vote. That just changed. 50% of our pollers say Tribble, 50% say Justin, with there being one for each. So
maybe you voted and I voted?
No, I didn't vote. So
I voted.
Highly contested poll. I'm going to go ahead and stop that poll. So our listeners are split between Tribble and you, Justin, is the most interesting, and their favorite Star Trek alien. All right. I would say this has been a successful podcast.
I like it, too. If you guys guys want to let us know what you think of us doing this live streaming, especially those of you downloading this, listening to it after the fact, feel free to leave us a voicemail. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or you could send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to click on the link at secondfunniestpodcast.com. You could subscribe to donate to the show $2 a month. That's
donate.
50 cents a show.
Donate.
And then we should actually make some money.
It's because we need to pay for all of these computers and the microphones.
So much stuff.
The droids are very expensive.
So on behalf of my good friend Kevin.
And thanks to all the people in the chat room. We have a couple
Rafferty,
of people there.
Ricky Kent.
Thank you. And
the Milfy Lisa. Thank you very much for calling in.
Got Milf.
Steve Seidler, March 26th at Lincoln High School.
Right.
Five play with six people.
$7.
I like this.
Ate it up good. Go home.
My highlight, having to tell Lisa to turn down her computer because it made me feel like a real radio guy.
That was good.
So on behalf of Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye. Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can reach us at 408-228-4911 or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. I'm going to be at the Sacramento Punchline March 11th through 14th. The Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, March 17th through 21st.
March 25th through 28th, I'm going to be at Pepper Bellies with Darren Carter.
I'm going to be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster. That's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado. July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th.
For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com.
Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it, so go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks.
If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.